This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 29, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the mid-40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 6:35 p.m. A hit-and-run driver has killed a pedestrian in Lynn this morning in front of the General Electric plant on Western Avenue. Lynn police are looking for the driver of the car. The crash happened this morning, and a GE security guard was first on the scene. The race for mayor in Salem is now down to two finalists. They are Dominic Pangello and Neil Harrington. Pangello was the former chief of staff to former Mayor Kim Driscoll. He picked up almost 43% of the vote in the five-person race. Former Mayor Neil Harrington came in second place with almost 32% of the vote. Former City Councilor Steve Dibble came in third place, followed by Acting Mayor Bob McCarthy and first-time office seeker Stacia Kraft. The general election will be held May 16, with Pangello facing off against Harrington. A dangerous intersection in Peabody will be getting a safety upgrade. The Salem News reports that the intersection of Lowell and King Streets will be getting new traffic signals and a better, more visible signal to make left turns. The project will cost the city just over $100,000. A Lynn man, 34-year-old Juan Mora, has been charged in connection with a large-scale drug trafficking operation, according to the Daily Item. Charges include distributing fentanyl and cocaine, as well as firearms charges. Marblehead is gearing up for its annual town meeting beginning May 1. One of the warrant articles will be dealing with homeowners being able to rent out apartments on their property. This is Town Administrator Thatcher Keyser explaining the article.
One is the accessory dwelling units, authorizing so-called ADUs. It's allowing folks in their, in a larger home or have a secondary building like a large garage with the ability to put in a second apartment into those buildings in order to address the housing shortage, to allow folks to generate some income of having others, renting space. So the warrant article defines how that is structured, who's eligible to do it, what are the limitations on that. So I think that'll get some attention on that. And a lot of communities, other communities are doing that.
That's Marblehead Town Administrator Thatcher Keyser. And Danvers High School senior Sadie Bucco has been selected as the grand prize winner of the 6th District Congressional High School Art Competition and Show. The Salem News is reporting today that her piece, Continued in My Reflection, will be on display at the United States Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics lost to the Wizards last night, 130-111. Up next, a trip to Milwaukee tomorrow night. The Bruins also lost 2-1 to the Predators. This is Bruins coach Jim Montgomery.
We didn't have our A game tonight, so it wasn't only the power play that stunk tonight. There was a lot of facets of our game that weren't at the level and the standard that we expect. For whatever reason, we laid an egg tonight.
The Bruins will host the Blue Jackets tomorrow night. The Red Sox lost to the Braves 7-5 yesterday. No game today. They'll travel to Boston for tomorrow's home opener against the Orioles tomorrow afternoon at Fenway Park. Former Lynn Classical baseball coach Dick Magg has passed away. He was 83. The Salem News has named their boys high school basketball player of the year, and he is Beverly's Ryder Frost. This is Frost on how he has improved his game this year with better ball handling skills.
Last year was kind of a struggle for me, or it was definitely harder for me to handle the ball, just getting more comfortable with defenders being right on me and being tight with me, especially at 6'6", and having, most of the defenders be, smaller, quick guards. So that was definitely a point of emphasis for me over the offseason, just being more comfortable with the ball and being able to score at all three levels, not just, catch and shoot and stuff like that.
Beverly High's Ryder Frost. That's sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.